So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So it's the 17th of February. I don't know what day it is. I think it's a Wednesday. It's a Thursday. Let's talk about estate agent marketing today. A very important aspect. We actually ran a estate agency, letting agency, about 15 years ago, and we sold it, 12, 13 years ago. But during that time, we actually drove such a large amount of website traffic back to our website. I mean, it was ridiculous. Like 35,000 visitors a month is what we drove back to our website. And we did it through mostly SEO, because back then, of course, Facebook didn't really exist. I think YouTube probably existed towards the end of that estate agency that we owned. But it was all based on search engine optimization. Of course, the rules have changed since then. It was 12 years ago and so on. But we've kept up with, the latest SEO trends and so on. We just now have YouTube and this social media, this different type of digital marketing that we didn't have before. But we've been very successful at driving a lot of traffic. And we owned Google First Page, on several different websites, in fact. If you were doing short-term lets or serviced accommodation, Airbnb as it's known now, Airbnb didn't exist back then. And if it did, it certainly wasn't very popular. And we owned the first page of Google. For anything short-term let related, serviced accommodation, serviced apartments in Leeds, we had like 7 or 8 different websites. And some of those websites came up twice. And so we knocked everybody else off the front page. Did very well with that, of course. But times have changed, and the way that we do digital marketing now is different. It's just different. SEO rules have changed completely. And if you don't keep up with that, then you'll fall behind or you risk putting a penalty on your website, and you don't want that. But in today's session, we're going to talk about four different ways that you can use digital marketing to market your estate agency, utilizing all the stuff that we've got today, podcasting, YouTube, social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Insta. I mean, it's just completely different than it used to be. And so I wanted to spend some time just going through that, because we've got people who run estate agents. I do speak to them from time to time, and they're always asking, what's the next best thing? And so we thought, let's just get an agenda of four different things that we can run through. And then if you've got any comments, stick them in the box and hopefully we'll see them, which doesn't always happen, but hopefully we will. Anyway, let's crack on with the first one. So if you're running an estate agency, one of the very first things that you should be doing is running videos. Like, this is an easy win. It's so simple to do. And you should have yourself a nice little camera, one that doesn't shake. So I've got my phone here. Let me switch it off. So one that doesn't shake. Like, there's no point in doing videos like this. You want a camera like this little thing. This is a DJI Osmo, and this is such an awesome piece of kit. Like, look at that. Even though I'm moving it around, it's still more or less staying in the same. So it gets rid of all the shakiness. So you can actually walk and talk at the same time while using something like this. And so, like, there's two different ways of doing it. First of all, you can have a tripod. I've got a tripod here, except for one I'm currently using with his camera. But you could stick it on a tripod. And I love tripods, by the way. Just standing there, talking direct to camera, love it. You pick the tripod up, you move it to a different angle, you stand there, you talk to the camera, love that. You go upstairs, you can all hold the tripod as you're panning round, or you can stick it up, you get in front of the camera and talk about why the upstairs is the best part of the house. Whatever, right? Great for inside and outside. And then the other one is, of course, a camera like this. This is an Osmo, I don't know what it is, an Osmo Mobile? It's not an Osmo Mobile, I don't know what it is. It's made by Osmo. Go check out their range of cameras. That's really cool. And we've got all sorts of cameras. I mean, when you get into doing social media, you have all sorts of cameras. You can have something really fancy like this. This has got a fluffy thing on top in case it's really windy. But you can also attach wireless mics, and can have a wireless mic on yourself. If it's really windy, I would go for a wireless mic. When I actually do my videos in the car, I actually don't use any of that. I actually got Samsung earbuds that I stick in, and that works very fine. They're in the car, so they're not on my desk, so I can't show you. But that works really fine for sound as well. Sound's really important, by the way. People can cope with a bad or shaky footage. Not too great if it's like estate agent marketing, but what they can't cope with is really bad sound. So if you've, you know, if it's really windy, you need to really reconsider the video. That's not to say that you can't then do the video outside, and then when you send it to us, ideally, with a voiceover, where you go back into your home office or your estate agency, and you actually do a recording, and this is the lounge, and then we can take that and put that over the top with some nice music. So video marketing really is at the forefront. And also, one of the great things about videos is you're going to get some SEO on that, some search engine optimization, because you're going to start coming up on YouTube. We're going to talk about SEO a little bit further down. But creating videos per street is a great idea. Creating a video for every house that you're about to sell is a great idea. You want your YouTube channel to be hundreds of different videos, because one of the things that video will give you is credibility. Not many people can actually go in front of a camera. And if you're wondering what to say, go check out Homes Under the Hammer, or, you know, House Doctor, or some of those older school ones. Just go and check out other people's stuff. Write down what other people say. You know, for outside, you should have like three or four lines of a script, and you can pick one or two or all of them. And you just, you know, you remember it, what am I saying about this? Oh, okay. And then you do it to camera. What else am I saying? Okay, I'm doing it to camera. And then what we can do is we can stitch them all together and intersperse them so people can't see the stitches with transitions. And that's a great way of doing it. And then for back garden, you should have three or four lines for a script where you can pick various ones. Same for upstairs. You're going to find yourself saying the same things over and over again, which is why you should have three or four lines where you can pick one or two different lines that you can say about each thing. But videos is where it's at. I mean, it's 2022. If you're not running videos right now in your estate agent marketing, like, you're missing out massively, especially with the pandemic that we've just had. Obviously, I've got a lot of property, and we put our rental property up on Open Rent, which goes out onto Rightmove and so on. And the number of people that we have coming through to us saying, can you do a virtual tour? And so we actually just send them the video that we've created of the virtual tour, and it just saves so much time, and it qualifies people out, because as an estate agent, you can only do so many viewings every week. Imagine being able to send someone a video, or you don't even have to send it, but just click the link and they end up on YouTube and watching your videos, and then they go, oh, the garden's really tiny, we didn't realise that. Oh, it's completely wrong shaped kitchen, we didn't realise that. That saved us some time, and it saved you some time as well, which I think is really, really important to do. So in terms of starting up your videos, you need to just start. And of course, your first ones are going to be bad. Like, of course they are. My first videos, oh, they were shockingly bad. Some people saying, Dan, your videos still are, and that's okay. It's not a problem. We can still close business even if they are bad. But you've got to create them. And in creating them, you'll get better the more that you actually create. So the next one then really is content. So if you're running an estate agency, one of the key things that you need to be putting out there is content. And the reason for this is to get visible in your marketplace. So it can be, again, you doing videos to camera, or it could just be creating like a slideshow of different pictures onto video, or it could be what's going on in a local area. Like, one guy, Chris Watkins, I think it's Chris Watkins, really good marketer, does loads of estate agent marketing, and what he produces is like a local guide once a month that you can then say the housing market has gone up 12% in these particular areas. And so that right there is content that you should be sharing out across your social media channels. It should be putting it out on, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and it should be a combination of video, imagery and written copy. So if you can start creating more content. Now, one of the great things about content, by the way, is that other people will pick up that content and they'll either retweet it and reshare it. We have random people retweeting some of our stuff, which is awesome, by the way. So thank you if you ever share our content. Thank you for that. But then the other thing that happens is other people take it, they embed it on their website, and we end up getting links back to our own website. Because people want to send this content back to our website. They want to share the content out to their own followers and so on. And so from an SEO point of view, that actually helps massively. One of the big things that we've noticed over the last couple of years is how Google Analytics definitely takes an account of how many, not just backlinks that you've got, but social, I don't know what the word is, social metrics. How many people are clicking from Facebook and going back to your website? That is a KPI that Google is looking at when it comes down to ranking your website. So you actually creating more content is actually going to create you more website traffic, more backlinks, and it'll also, more importantly, well, not maybe more importantly, but as importantly, it will help you build credibility and visibility in your marketplace. And this is, you know, as an estate agent, why have you got estate agent boards up? Sold for sale. We call it board presence. Why have you got that? Why do you leave your for sale boards up for as long as you can? Because it's about visibility. It's about taking over an area and being as visible as you can. And if you've got, you know, let's say Leeds 15, which is my home postcode, like you should be running content just for Leeds 15. You should be running content for Leeds 4. You should be running videos, the best streets to live in those sort of places. So things like the best, I've got some notes here, the best street, fastest growth, best location for buy to let, before and after. You could create content about what the sales process is. You can take before and after shots. You could do property walkthroughs. This stuff is really, really important. Explaining to first-time buyers, like the ultimate guide for first-time buyers can be a three-minute video, and you're just basically detailing the however many steps it's going to take you to get a sale through or to get a purchase through. First-time buyers, the first five things you need to do as soon as you move in, council tax, electricity, water, and so on, TV license, Wi-Fi, obviously. But that sort of stuff will get shared on social media, and it just increases visibility and therefore credibility as well. One of the other things that you should be doing when you're running estate agent marketing is search engine optimization. As I said right at the start of this podcast, we actually drove 35,000 visitors every single month to our website, and all of that came from search engine optimization because we didn't have anything else. YouTube didn't exist and Facebook didn't exist back in those days. E, I sound like E, and we had no shoes and we had to walk 10 miles in snow. So this is just one of the things that we had to do back then was create all this search engine optimization content. And so we did that. So if you were looking for a nightclub in Leeds, like we would rank on the first page for nightclubs in Leeds. And you're like, well, what's that got to do with renting? You know, it was a lettings agent. What's that got to do with renting a place? Because if you live in Southampton, you come into Leeds and you're going to go to uni, guess what those people are looking at? Nightclubs in Leeds. I want to know where to go, what the nightlife is like. So then when they land on us and they've got reviews, or we, you know, we give reviews on each nightclub and so on. Even if we'd never been to them, we'd just give a review where it was, what other bars are near to it and so on. We would rank at the top. People click on it. They're now on our website. And guess what? On our website, they're reading this thing and it says, hey, why not have a look for a property to rent near here? And then they click on it. Now they're in our search screen and they'll be searching for properties to rent. Guarantee we would rent a couple of properties just off that page alone. And then think about this. We had 35,000 unique visitors. We had hundreds of web pages that ranked at the top for Google. Now, don't get me wrong. Is it really difficult to rank? Of course it is. How many slots are available? 10? 7? Just depends on Google these days, doesn't it? How hard is that? If you've got 7 or 10 other companies that are all trying to rank, you're in competition with them. It's much, much harder. But doing a combination of videos and content will help you get the backlinks. And the more you do, the more you get, really, with Google. It has to be quality content. But it's not difficult to do. You just sit and type for 10 minutes about a particular area, create your website pages, have your pillar content, the stuff that's really important, have inbound links, have outbound links. And this will build up over a period of time. But it's almost like a lost art. People are like, oh, there's no place for SEO. Of course there is a place for SEO. Of course there is. It's ridiculous to say that SEO is dead. It's absolutely ridiculous. I did a search yesterday. I'm looking for a roofer in Leeds. Roofers in Leeds. Obviously, you know, you see the first 5 or 6 and you're going to phone them up and get them in for a quote. I actually do go down to the 10th page. I'm one of those people on Google. But the closer to page one you can get, the better it is. You don't have to be on page one to be successful with SEO, by the way. You can be on page two and still drive traffic from Google back to your website and generate phone calls. It just depends. And then finally, on estate agent marketing, is Facebook ads. And so the way that you should be running your Facebook ads is, there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, it's you can run Google ads, which is a pull medium, estate agents in LS15, estate agents in Crossgates or whatever. So if you can run Facebook ads in LS15 with a radius, you could just do that. Or you can do a catch-all. So a catch-all is, you could run an advert, for example, and you could have a buy-to-let investment section, and you could run an advert that says, check out our latest buy-to-let properties with yields over 6%, as an example. People click on that, okay? Then now they're in the investor section. You could have first-time buyer section, you could have downsizing, you could have upsizing sections, you could have all sorts of different sections. And then you could just have an overall general catch-all Facebook ad. But this is the important bit. What you then do, for those people who've landed on the investor page, you run retargeting adverts that say something like, hey, I noticed you were looking at investment property. Do you want to jump on a call? Do you want to get on our mailing list, our top draw mailing list? You know this top draw that estate agents allegedly have for all their top investors that get to see all the properties first? I don't really think it exists. But like you could, you know, it's a myth. So you could run off that myth. So what's happening now is someone lands on your investor page and then you just use a retargeting algorithm using a Facebook ad to continually show new investment properties. Or even better, to get on a phone call to identify what are you looking for? When? What's your budget? Have you got cash available? Can you send proof of funds? Now you're into qualifying people. And all that has come from is a massive catch-all type advert and then using retargeting for whatever landing page they land on. We're actually running these adverts ourselves for ourselves. You land on our website design page, you're going to get hit with a website design advert on Facebook. It's designed to follow you around. That's the whole point. Because eventually we wear them down and then they buy. Or eventually, while they're in the searching phase, because they're not quite sure who to use or how to do it and so on, they're not ready to buy yet. But in 2 or 3 months, they will be. They might not be ready to sell yet or to buy that buy-to-let investment because they're still putting everything in place. They're just doing the research. So during this research phase, you want to get in there. And you do this using Facebook catch-alls, and then you retarget them for the next couple of months. Because then when they're ready in 2 or 3 months, they've already seen your adverts. They already know that you exist. And if you've built enough rapport with them, and you've got them on a phone call, and you've got them into the office, and you've even shown them around a couple of properties, that's an awesome way for you to generate new business. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Obviously, if you want to have a chat about that, come and the link is down below. Come and have a chat. But other than that, we'll catch up with you on the next show. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.